Movie theaters also had trouble selling tickets. It was the lowest-grossing weekend of the year so far. Los Angeles Times film critic Kenneth Turan says in times like these, movies can offer relief, insight, and much more.
After the terrorist attacks of September 11th, it's inevitable to question, in the quietest part of yourself, what you're doing with your life. As a film critic, I experienced that marginalized feeling especially strongly. What could be more peripheral at a time like this than reviewing motion pictures and, by extension, the frivolous movie business itself? Yet film and the power of the moving image are not entirely superfluous. If Islamic fundamentalists are behind these acts, it's known that their fury has always been fueled by a disgust with the modern world, with the huge and potentially crippling cultural impact our music, our mores, and, inevitably, our movies are having on traditional ways of life. Our films are seen as infecting their world, influencing their children's attitudes in ways they find abhorrent. Yet for us, our access to films from around the world, including conservative Islamic countries like Iran, can teach us increasingly valuable lessons about other cultures. They can show us, from the inside, societies and individuals who view the world differently. Now if only Americans would just go see foreign films. And for us and much of the rest of the world, films can entertain in the bleakest of circumstances. Writer-director Preston Sturges captured that notion perfectly in his classic 1942 film Sullivan's Travels. In it, a successful Hollywood director of comedies wants to make socially conscious films. But he ends up in dire straits and realizes how much the chance to laugh means to people. Movies can do something else as well. In a darkened theater, we can escape, even for just a moment, the world outside. When I went to Sarajevo in 1997 to attend a film festival, I was surprised at how much people had been invested in trying to see movies, even if it meant risking their lives during the siege of the city a few years before. I was scared to death, running all the way, one woman said about a clandestine expedition to see, of all things, Basic Instinct. A journalist told me, in spite of all the hardships, we never gave up on the things that made us human beings, not animals. Seeing films help provide the simple thing most denied Sarajevo citizens, the sense of being normal. You don't have to have everything fine to want to see movies, said the organizer of the first Sarajevo festival, which took place during the siege. You see them because you want to check whether you still belong to the same reality as the rest of the world, he said. Journalists would ask him, why a film festival during the war? His response, why the war during a film festival? He said it was the siege that was unusual, not the festival. And it concluded, it was like we did not have a life before, like our natural state of mind and body was war. Well, it isn't. And seeing movies is one of the ways we prove that to ourselves.
The comments of Kenneth Turan, a film critic for the Los Angeles Times.